It's time now for House Call with Children's Nebraska. Watching your child's cognitive development is incredibly exciting, but what if things aren't going to plan? Dr. Tina Scott-Mordhorst is here to talk about learning difficulties and how to set your child up for success. Hi, Dr. Tina.
Hi.
So what do we look for in milestones and potential learning difficulties?
Younger kids are a little bit different than older kids. When you've got kids that are in preschool, you know, parents out of habit compare their child to other people's children, particularly through infancy, developmentally through toddlerhood, and then in preschool, because you really don't have any other basis other than talking to your pediatrician, which you should if you have concerns. But there are things that are going to start showing you that your child is ready for school at preschool. They may start counting. They might not count to 100, might count to 10. They may start recognizing letters or at least singing their alphabet. We do a lot of developmental screening prior to even the preschool age, because if we have children that are three or under that we are finding some delays in or anything that is concerning in regards to speech or abilities for, you know, gross motor skills, anything like that, we can get them some help. Older kids, talk to their teachers. If their teachers haven't already reached out to you, which if they're having difficulties, likely the teachers have already reached out to you, have that conversation. And if teachers express concerns about your child's ability to learn, talk to your pediatrician about it. There are things that we can do and work together with the schools.
So what are a few diagnoses parents might hear?
So ADHD is obviously a very common diagnosis that parents have, I think, at the front of their mind often. But you may have things like a dyslexia. You may even have the inability to pronounce words. I would always say if you've got a child that is having difficulty learning, don't discount things like anxiety or depression. ADHD, anxiety, and depression have a lot of similar symptoms, including inability to focus, frustration, irritability. So if your child is having issues, get your child seen by their pediatrician.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Tina. Dr. Tina Scott-Mordhorst sees patients at the Children's Physician's Office in Plattsmouth. To find a Children's Physician's Office near you, visit childrensnebraska.org/primarycare.